The following is from Bloomberg View, the opinion section of Bloomberg.
The EPA's intention to limit greenhouse gas emissions from airplanes may sound like a small thing. U.S. aircraft account for just 3% of U.S. carbon dioxide emissions. Coal-fired power plants generate almost 7 times as much as planes do. But air travel grows by 5% a year, and by 2050, if nothing changes, the industry will consume more than 1/4 of the world's remaining carbon budget. The EPA's challenge is to ensure that its limits make a difference. The International Civil Aviation Organization calls for new aircraft to use just 4% less fuel than the average plane uses today. But the EPA should set a higher standard. Aircraft manufacturers could reduce emissions from new planes by as much as 25% by 2024. That would raise the price of a typical plane by a third, but savings on fuel and other costs could offset that after 7 years. If the EPA carefully calculates what is technologically feasible and what benefits and costs that would bring, it will very likely decide to cut airplane emissions much more than 4%. This editorial was written by the Bloomberg View editorial board. I'm David Shipley. For more View, please go to BloombergView.com and View Go on the Bloomberg Terminal.
This has been Bloomberg View.